I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. If you've been thinking about going fishing but haven't been in a while, well, this weekend is the perfect opportunity. That's because in West Virginia, it's free. I'll tell you more about Free Fishing Weekend coming up after this. This weekend, Saturday and Sunday, are West Virginia's annual free fishing days. Brett Preston, Assistant Chief of Warm Water Fisheries at DNR, explains why they do it every year.
June 11th and 12th, Saturday and Sunday, the state celebrates Free Fishing Weekend, and that means that residents and non-residents alike can fish in West Virginia waters without a fishing license. So it's an opportunity for folks who don't have a license to give fishing a try, or for folks to get reacquainted with fishing who haven't fished for a while. So it's a great opportunity for folks to take advantage of this 2 days to try fishing and celebrate it with family and friends.
So many times people fished when they were young, but as life got busier, they just couldn't fit it in anymore. Well, this weekend is about making time to get back to the water.
That can happen with all the busyness of that we all face every day. That there are some of those activities that we do fall away from, and sometimes it just takes a little bit of a reminder and a nudge to let folks know that what they've been missing all this time. So it's an opportunity to get back out there on the water and try your hand at fishing.
There's no license required this week, and getting fishing gear doesn't have to be an expensive venture.
No, it doesn't. There are a lot of fishing combos that you can purchase at your favorite store to get you started back again. It doesn't have to be real expensive. You're right about that.
And the DNR has a couple of major events going on in conjunction with getting kids involved this weekend.
Yes, there are two large events that we're associated with, the DNR, isn't it? Up at Bowden Hatchery on Saturday, and also at Little Beaver State Park down in Raleigh County. So folks can go there and get equipped to go fishing. There'll be folks there to help bait hooks and introduce and teach kids and adults alike.
So this weekend, you're out of excuses. Pack up the family and the fishing poles and head to the water somewhere in West Virginia. I'll see you out there. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.